Day of the Dead, a novel of suspense by J.A. Jantz. Read by Tim Jerome.
Disc 1.
Prologue. November 2nd, 1970. It was Monday, so Benny Gutierrez was fighting a hangover. A serious hangover. He had gone to the dance at Crow Hang on Friday, and then spent all of Saturday and Sunday timed out with some of his buddies over at the Three Points Trading Post just east of the Papago Reservation boundary. Now, as he half-heartedly dragged the plastic trash bag along Highway 86 west of Sells, what he wanted in the worst way was a hit of fortified wine, the drink everyone on the reservation called Big Red. But he'd settle for a beer. First, though, Benny had to make it through the day. He had to work. That was the deal he'd made with Robert and Doreen, his brother and sister-in-law, after Esther had kicked him out. If he'd work, Robert and Doreen would give him a place to stay. A bed, anyway. And that beat sleeping on the ground. In the summer, the ground wasn't bad. Even when he and Esther had still been together, he'd slept outside a time or two. In his truck sometimes, or else on the ground. But the credit union had repossessed his pickup. And Esther had sent him down the road. Now, in early November, it was way too cold to sleep outside at night, even in a truck. Benny didn't rush. There was no reason to hurry. The Tribal Work Experience program didn't pay enough to make working hard worthwhile. When one bag was full, he dragged that one over to the pile he was grabbing.